Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
It's Meredith's birthday, and her husband Mark wanted to get her a Brian Bellbuster. So they've been looking at pest control companies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I called her as a questionable pest control company.
I see.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Carl Spackler from Zero Pest Control. Just calling you back. You got some varmints you need removed.
Oh, right. My husband must have called you.
I know. You were looking for some tick mosquito spray for the backyard, make it a little more usable.
Yeah, you know what? We have a little bit of a mosquito problem, and the kids are playing out back, so we'd kind of like to make it a little bit safer for them.
Sure. Very easy procedure. We can come out and, it's like a monthly spray, tick mosquito spray. We could even take care of caterpillars or any termites you might have. That's no problem at all.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Good. You know, if there's any other problem animals in the area, mice, chipmunks, raccoons, snakes, we could take care of those, too. I don't know if you have anything like that out there,
Nothing that big, I don't think.
I'm a trained falconer, so I could bring my falcon out and, sorry. That's my falcon, Lauren. Lauren Beckham Falcon. She's hungry. It's about feeding time. She's probably looking for a mouse or something.
What on earth are you talking about?
But, we can bring the falcon out to take care of some of your, smaller varmint problems, if necessary.
Okay, I've never heard of that. But,
a little unconventional, but very effective. And it's very natural, instead of putting poisons out, coming out with the falcon. They're natural predators, so they take care of them right there.
Right. My husband's come home a little bit later. I don't know if you want to...
And then I know a lot of people have been complaining about coyote, deer, maybe some of the larger animals roaming through the yards at night. And if you've got pets, the coyotes can really be a problem.
I've not seen a coyote.
Okay, because again, in keeping with our all-natural method, the best deterrent for predators are actually larger predators. So
right.
if you do have a coyote problem, I have a large bear.
What?
Trained bear that can come out and pee a perimeter around the yard if necessary.
Yeah, I don't think that's really, I don't think that is necessary, actually. I don't think we'll be needing...
Okay, if you don't want the bear, I could come out and mark some spots that are perimeter entry points. You and the family, you could just go out and pee in the yard, and that should take care of him. Because really, man is a very large predator as well. It should scare the coyotes away.
That's not happening. But
it's all natural.
Okay, that's great. I'm just not quite sure.
So maybe just the tick and mosquito spray at this point? Maybe start there, start small?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because that's very easy to do. Also, a lot of these animals and pests that come through are nocturnal, like the raccoon or the coyotes. And so what we can do with nocturnal animals, we've found that tracking their movements at night, the easiest way is for us to put up a tree stand and sit up there with our night vision and our thermal imaging and see which kind of pests are coming through your yard.
Honestly, I don't think that's really necessary, since maybe we only have, A groundhog,
really?
Into our yard every once in a while.
A groundhog's like a gopher, pretty much. I think they're the same thing.
Yeah, I think they might be, yeah.
Yeah, very highly aggressive member of the marmot family.
Yeah.
I could definitely put up the tree stand and check out the groundhogs. There's a good tree right next to your house. I think it might even be right next to your bedroom window. We could I could sit up there all night if you needed. And I got my night vision goggles.
I don't...
And check out that groundhog. I think it's time somebody teaches these little varmints a lesson about morality and what it's like to be a decent, upstanding member of society, Come to Carl, varmint. Hey, I guess we're playing for keeps now, In the words of Jean-Paul Sartre, au revoir, gopher.
I'm sorry. Are you quoting Caddyshack?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Something, Meredith?
What?
This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell Buster. Mark got in touch with us and wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to kill him. That was funny, though. Good job.
Well, happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Well, thank you.
And you can get Mark back on his birthday if you'd like, okay?
Oh, I plan on it.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.